A reading from Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness or foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not associate with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. After reflecting on the many saints of God who lived by faith, the author of Hebrews continued, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." The saints are witnesses, not as if they're spectators in some great stadium looking down on us racing around a track, but rather they are witnesses to the faithfulness of God, people who by their lives give testimony that the Lord delivers those who trust in him. He rescues all who cry to him. No one who trusts in him
will be put to shame. This testimony comes to us from the saints of Scripture, Moses and Elijah, Isaiah and Jeremiah, Peter and Paul, John and the Virgin Mary, but also from other believers down through time, pastors, martyrs, and so many others who trusted the Lord as they applied themselves to the various vocations he had given them. Reflecting on the saints can strengthen our faith as their lives illustrate God's grace and the way he sustains his people. We are also given an example of how, even as they face difficulties and frustrations, these brothers and sisters in Christ continue to love their neighbor and trust in God. Today the church rejoices to remember Santa Lucia, or in English, Saint Lucy, who was a martyr. Church tradition indicates that she was executed for her faith on this day in the year 304, during the great persecution under the Roman Emperor Diocletian. She is remembered by the church for her faith and her charity. As is the case with many individuals from that period of history, much that is recorded concerning Lucia cannot be verified today. We know that she was a native of Syracuse on the island of Sicily, where she was born to wealthy and noble parents around the year 280. Her father died when she was just a child, but left a dowry so that Lucia would be able to marry. At some point, she decided against getting married, instead determining that she would remain a virgin. She wished to use her dowry to provide for the poor and needy. Apparently unaware of Lucia's decision, her mother betrothed her to a young man who was a pagan. When he heard that she had given away her dowry, which he regarded as his by right, he angrily denounced her to the governor for being a Christian. As a result, Lucia was arrested. Though it would have brought her freedom, she refused to renounce her faith. When her captors threatened to molest her, she is said to have responded, "If you violate me, I am still inviolate. I will gain a twofold crown for my chastity. My body will not be defiled unless there is consent, but that will never happen with my will." A late tradition, reflected in today's collect, indicates that before she was executed, Lucia's eyes were put out. Although some of the tradition concerning her is surely creative expansion on her life, the fact that Lucia was widely remembered as a saint and martyr not long after her death indicates that she was a real person who did live. Because the date of the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, was the 13th of December, before Pope Gregory corrected the calendar in 1582, Lucia, whose name means light, became particularly popular in the Scandinavian countries, where daylight lasted a mere 6 hours on the day her martyrdom is remembered. If you've ever seen a picture of a young lady dressed in a white robe, symbolizing purity, with a red sash, symbolizing martyrdom, and a crown of candles on her head, you saw someone who was depicting Lucia. The readings from the first half of Ephesians 5 and from Matthew 6 reflect the purity of life which Lucia is remembered for. In hearing her story, it's very clear that the thing she treasured most was her savior. Though her dowry had significant value, she didn't cling to it, far from it. She gladly used it in love and compassion to provide for her neighbor's needs. And her motivation seems clear. She gave with a free and willing spirit, confident that in his love, the Lord would continue to provide for her needs. She used what he had put at her disposal then for the benefit of others. When she was arrested because she confessed Jesus to be her Lord and Savior, no fear or concern for her life caused her to turn away from him. She was not deceived by the empty words of her captors. Then if only she would submit to the idolatry they counseled, all would be well with her. Instead, the Lord gave her strength to respond to her captors by sharing the reason for the hope that was in her. As Christ had given himself for her, indeed for us all, she entrusted herself to his care. She knew that she need not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Knew that if she died trusting in Christ, she would arise from the dead, and Christ would shine on her. Knowing that the Lord was her light and her salvation, she was not afraid. She trusted in the Lord, and the Lord delivered her. Delivered her by death into everlasting life. Thus, Lucia wears now not a crown of candles, but a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to all who have loved his appearing, which the Lord will one day award to you for Jesus' sake. Clearly, important elements in Lucia's story illustrate a life lived in thanks to God and in dependence on his word. Thus, it is fitting that we thank and praise God on this day for Lucia, martyr, whom he blessed to be an example of faithfulness unto death and of compassion and generosity to those in need. The Lord bless us this day as we reflect on the example of Lucia to lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely and run with endurance, steadfast in the faith and generous to our neighbor, the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.